Now, you asked about, commercialization. So currently, there are two main ways to detect the AR-V7. Both of them use circulating tumor cells. The one that we developed at Hopkins that we have not yet commercialized looks at the RNA, the messenger RNA of the splicing variant. The one that is commercialized looks for the protein, the AR-V7 protein, not the transcript. And it uses an immunofluorescence probe to highlight the presence or absence of the AR-V7. That assay is commercially available. There's a website. It's very simple, arv7.com. It's the first hit. And it's the company is based in the state of California, but they market the assay in all 50 states. And so patients can order that if they want to. What I have heard is that there has not yet been a huge uptake. The CMS decision, Medicare's decision, was a favorable one. This happened about a month ago. So Medicare has granted reimbursement for this assay, which is good for our patients. So now that we have, reimbursement, it's possible that we might see an uptick in its use.
So you mentioned that this is done on circulating tumor cells. What fraction of men with metastatic disease have circulating tumor cells?
That's a great question. So it depends if they're metastatic hormone sensitive or metastatic castration resistant. In the hormone sensitive setting, this biomarker is useless because the prevalence of AR-V7 in hormone sensitive metastatic disease is very close to zero, maybe in the 1% range. So I would not recommend testing in those patients. The prevalence of circulating tumor cells and AR-V7 then increases with the number of lines of therapy. So in someone who has developed castration-resistant prostate cancer, has not yet received abiraterone or enzalutamide or a chemotherapy, depending on the assay used, about 10%, maybe up to 15%, will be AR-V7 positive. If the patient has received one androgen receptor therapy, such as enzalutamide or abiraterone, but not both, the prevalence of AR-V7 goes up to about 30% of all patients tested. And after the patient has received both enzalutamide and abiraterone, the prevalence goes up to 40 or almost 50%. Of course, in that scenario, the utility of the assay is much, much lower because you've already exhausted two novel AR targeting therapies. So finding out that the patient is AR-V7 positive at that point in time may not help you that much because you've run out of AR targeting therapies anyway.
So can this assay, or has it been looked at in terms of a biopsy specimen?
It has been looked at, and every assay has been qualified based on the analyte and what type of human biological specimen is being used. And the test characteristics are very, very different when you're looking at a biopsy versus looking at a circulating tumor cell. What I can say is the detection rate in biopsies is much higher than the detection rate in circulating tumor cells, because in biopsies, the assays are a little bit more sensitive. And usually what people are looking for is the RNA expression, either by RNA sequencing or sometimes the protein expression. So in CRPC biopsies, it's about 50%, maybe up to 70% that express at least some minute level of AR-V7. The biopsy qualification of the biomarker has not really been that successful. In other words, the correlation with resistance versus sensitivity from biopsies, paradoxically, has not panned out as well. And again, perhaps paradoxically, using circulating tumor cells, the marker is much more predictive. So that's the one that I would recommend for clinical use.